Penguin Random House Audio presents Jane and the Wandering Eye by Stephanie Barron. Read for you by Kate Redding.
Dedicated with love to my sister, Liz Ferretti, she of the truest eye. Editor's Foreword. This, the third of Jane Austen's recently discovered journals to be edited for publication, finds the Georgian novelist at home in Bath for what would be her last Christmas spent in that city. It proved a time of excitement, intrigue, and loss, one of the most memorable seasons in Austen's life. She celebrated her 29th birthday and bid farewell forever to a dear friend amid a sinister web of scandal and murder. The familiarity with theatrical and artistic circles Austen displays in these pages will hardly shock those who study her life and work, for it has long been apparent that she possessed a cultivated taste and a fondness for play-acting and dramatic composition. Stephanie Barron, Evergreen, Colorado. Chapter 1. Death Comes in Fancy Dress. Wednesday, 12 December 1804, Bath. A rout party, when depicted by a pen more accomplished than my own, is invariably a stupid affair of some 200 or 300 souls pressed elbow to elbow in the drawing rooms of the great. Such an efflorescence of powder shaken from noble wigs, such a crush of silk, and what general heartiness of laughter and exclamation, so that the gentler tones of one's more subdued companions must be raised to a persistent roar, rendering most of the party voiceless by dawn, with only the insipid delights of